Order.
The government's hopes of a smooth start to the summer holidays were dashed when the opposition persuaded the Speaker to allow a snap debate on the decision not to renew Serco's contract to run the Mount Eden prison in Auckland.
The decision not to renew Serco's contract is a significant development. Given that it has been announced on the final sitting day of the year, there will be no reasonably foreseeable opportunity to debate the issue.
Anticipating government opposition, the Speaker acknowledged that the decision was made by the Chief Executive of the Corrections Department.
However, he is not answerable to this House. The Minister of Corrections is.
And the government's Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, asked David Carter to convey his ruling to the Commissioner of State Services.
In order that he might make some representations about the limitations of the State Service Act when it comes to ministers being able to direct the chief executives of departments who make decisions that ministers cannot affect, but then, of course, now, by your decision, held accountable in this House.
I am sure that there's no doubt this minister, Ian Rennie, will be aware of my decision already.
But Mr Carter had taken his decision in a wider context.
It is absolutely critical that the public has confidence in our correction system. I accept that the matter requires the urgent attention of the House. I therefore call on Kelvin Davis to move that the House take note of an urgent matter of public importance.
And more of that snap debate from Rhys Lyon.
Leading off the debate, Labor's corrections spokesman Kelvin Davis described the decision not to renew the Mount Eden prison contract to Serco as a failure for the government's privatisation of prisons agenda.
Any private company that gets hold of a prison contract is going to cut corners because the purpose of a private operator running a prison is to make money. They're going to be staff cuts because that's the first way that a private company makes any money is by cutting the numbers of staff. And when they cut the numbers of staff in a prison, that means there are fewer staff to look over the prisoners, and that is exactly what happened in Mount Eden. That is the very reason we've seen all the problems in Mount Eden from the very outset.
But Corrections Minister Sam Lotoanga said the prison's problems were not due to it being privately run.
That's absolutely untrue, and this has always been about safety and security and not about ideological viewpoints. It's just that their hatred of members opposite of these types of private provision of services, actually it disguises their huge contribution that they have provided to social services in this country. For example, early childhood education. Who provides some of the top quality early childhood education in this country? What sort of providers? Well, often they're private providers.
However, Green MP David Clendon wasn't convinced and questioned the timing of the announcement.
If ever a government has sat in this House on the last sitting day of a year with egg liberally smeared on its face, this is the day and this is that government. And the fact that we have delayed effectively 6 months to make this announcement, to begin to terminate this contract, has exacerbated that problem, made it worse. And we should learn from that and acknowledge it.
And back to Sam Lotoanga, who's due to be replaced as Corrections Minister next year following a cabinet reshuffle announced earlier this week. He said he stood by the Corrections Chief Executive's decision on Mount Eden.
And I fully support this department. Sir, it's been an honour being the Minister of Corrections. Merry Christmas.
Corrections Minister Sam Lotoanga speaking in the urgent debate on the non-renewal of Serco's Mount Eden prison management contract.
That report from Rhys Lyon and the final day in the House began with this announcement from the Prime Minister, John Key.
Mr Speaker, during question time on the 10th of November, in response to a supplementary on question number one, I made a comment about the opposition which caused offence. Subsequently, the matter has been raised several other times in the House. I've reflected on my comments, and on this last sitting day of the year, so close to Christmas, I'd like to withdraw and apologise for that response.
The spirit of goodwill then moved across the chamber.
Point of order, Andrew Little.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. In recent weeks, statements have been made by members on this side of the House about you, which reflect upon you. And I wish to draw to the attention of this House that correspondence has gone to the Chair of the Privileges Committee today, accepting that those comments were unparliamentary and expressing regret for them. all of which demonstrates that this House is capable of acting, if not in the spirit of Christmas, in the spirit of the Bloody Red Baron.
I thank the member sincerely.
The spirit of goodwill then retired from the chamber, leaving the opposition leader and the Prime Minister to resume normal relations.
Now that the Serco turkeys are cooked, is he worried that Judith Collins is eyeing up his back with a carving knife?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, there's only one turkey in this house and I'm looking at him.
I'm Tom Frewin and this program was made with funding from Parliament.